Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome to Nutrition Prescription. Today, my guest is Kate Kunkel. She has a BA, a VAHT, and she began playing harp at the age of 32. It was in an effort to bring peace and healing to her own busy professional life. But it didn't take long for Kate to realize that the harp meant much more to her than just a weekend escape. It was destined to be her life's calling. Kate moved to Nevada and began her 20-year career there as a professional musician. It was while working in what she sometimes referred to as the neon darkness of Vegas that Kate had experienced extraordinary effects when she played the harp for individuals who were sick or dying. Those experiences resulted in Kate researching the healing properties of music and harp, and that research ultimately resulted in a book called The Healing Sound of Music. Kate continues to research and work with sound frequencies and the amazing power of the harp delivered through vibroacoustics. And now it's also offered as a course which certifies holistic practitioners to use vibroacoustic therapy in their own practices. And today Kate's going to talk about therapeutic sound beyond the healing power of music. So welcome, Kate. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Why don't you tell the viewers, the listeners, a little bit more about yourself and how you got started?
Sure. Well, I was a piano player. I started music at the age of 4. My mom decided that I needed to have that good background, and I graduated with a grade 10 at the Royal Conservatory of Music. I'm in Canada. So I graduated when I was like 16. And then I did absolutely nothing with music for several years, which is kind of a shame, but I was just so tired of it. But it was always sort of there in the background. All that knowledge and everything was there. And then when I was in my early 30s, I had a very stressful job, a stressful business in Palm Springs, California, and I really needed some help, some guidance, and I asked for it, I prayed for it, and said, is there anybody out there? Because if there is, I could really use a hand here. I need to know what to do with the rest of my life. And that's when I was given a dream. That night, I had a dream, and in that dream, I played the harp.
Wow.
And I woke up the next morning. The thing about that dream, though, is not just about playing the harp.
Had you ever played the harp before?
Never even seen one in person.
Wow.
Never. And in that dream, I remember the feeling. And every time I tell this story, I get a little bit choked up because the feeling that I had in that dream was such peace. It was overpowering, the peace that I felt in that dream. And I woke up that morning and I said to my husband, I have to learn to play the harp. I have to get a harp.
Wow.
And he said, okay. As he nearly spit his coffee out when we figured out how much they cost. But we found, he was able to find for me a little folk harp. He went to a music show and found a little folk harp. And that's so that started it. That was in 1992. I was 32. Yeah, you can do the math. I'm old.
I'm right there with you, Kate.
And then one year to the day after I got my hands on that first harp, I taught myself. I just decided, because there were no teachers where I was.
Did you feel your music, your piano background helped you with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I could not have done it, I don't think, myself without that background. But 1 year from the day we got that harp, we closed the door on the business that was killing me, and left Palm Springs and moved to Las Vegas on a wing and a prayer. And my husband and I, he played guitar. We moved there with the idea of making a new life, a new career in music. And 1 year from that day, we started a 7 year, 6 day a week, 6 hour a day gig at the Excalibur, where I played harp.
Oh my.
And that was really at Excalibur where I learned about the healing power of music and where I started to discover vibroacoustics and what the harp can do in terms of healing. I knew it was healing for me, but I didn't realize, because there was no internet or anything, you know, nobody had this kind of stuff on the internet. I learned it through books and through showing up at, there was a little place in Las Vegas where they had, well, it wasn't a little place, it was a big place that had a sound theater, and you went there for vibroacoustic type treatment. Anyway, that got me started. And then things just, one thing happened after another, and I realized that this was the reason I was given that dream.
Wow. So is that how you found out that our bodies are affected by sound frequencies, that through this discovery with yourself?
Yeah, because I can remember very vividly holding onto that little harp the first time. And, you know, when you see harp player, there's always this gliss. Bring. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm going to try that. And oh my gosh, the feeling you get when that happens, because it goes right, because the harp rests on your chest. Mm-hmm. So when you've got that vibration goes through, and that got me going. And then there was another incident. We had a fellow working with us at Excalibur. We were in what was called the strolling entertainers, although we didn't stroll much with a harp. But there was a group of us. There were 34 of us. And one of the gentlemen there, his wife had multiple sclerosis. Oh. And she was in a wheelchair when I met them. And I had just started learning about how a fellow had been healed, not healed, but he was treating himself, his Parkinson's, by playing the harp. And he decided that it was about the frequencies. So I said to our friend at work, well, maybe that would help somebody with multiple sclerosis, because it's the same kind of thing going mm-hmm. on in the body. So he said, well, let's try. So we got her a cheap little harp from Pakistan and brought it. And I took it over to her house. And like every other day or so, because they live not too far from us, every other day or so, I'd go over and work with her on this harp. And when I first met her, she couldn't even write her own name anymore.
Oh, my.
So I got her, and I would hold her hand, and I would run it against the strings and get the vibrations going, because I figured that must be what's happening. I didn't know. I'm just working, seeing what happens.
So it was just a discovery for you.
It was for me. Absolutely.
That's amazing. I'll tell you, honestly, before we talked the first time, I really didn't know anything about that. And the whole concept of sound in your body just, I mean, I was fascinated. If you remember our discussion, I was just like floored by what you had told me. So I really loved to hear that progression, how you really discovered and how you built upon how sound influences, you know, our whole body systems, reducing stress and increasing our immunity. That's just amazing to me.
Oh yeah. And for her, it was quite life-changing, because as we got her playing the harp at first, like really her fingers couldn't pluck the strings or anything. We were just running her hand on it. But over the course of several weeks, we got it so she could actually pluck the strings. And then I actually got her to do some chords and stuff. But what that meant to her was that because her hands were doing that, then she could type and she could write again. So to me, that was just, oh my gosh.
That's here we phenomenal. Go. That is really phenomenal. It's almost like a combination of the acoustics working internally and physical therapy with the hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's amazing. Exactly. To me, it has something to do with rebuilding synapses. There's something to do about
muscle memory and all that. Yeah.
Connections being made again that are disrupted. And that seems to be what happens, because it's the same with Parkinson's. When you put somebody who has severe tremors, with Parkinson's, who has severe tremors, and you put them on a vibroacoustic device with 30 hertz, the tremors, generally speaking, stop. at least for the time they're on there. And if you keep using it every day, then the tremors tend to stay away for longer and longer periods of time. We don't cure Parkinson's, I wish, yeah. but it's just a way of treating some of the most stressful parts of having Parkinson's, because, wow, if you can't hold your hand steady, how the heck can you do stuff?
It's another therapy that they can add to their arsenal.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds great. So if you're consciously using music and specific sound frequencies, and you're using this only with the harp right now, I understand, how do you engage your client, and how do you express to them what they will learn and what they will feel when they're getting this acoustic reverberation in their body?
Well, it isn't just with the harp. In fact, there are specific frequencies that are programmed. So we use basically what's like a sound generator at specific frequencies. So for the large muscle groups, for stress, for constipation, for high blood pressure, we use 40 hertz. And there's a special way of programming that, so it comes in and out, right and left. And so that specific frequency we can use on our vibroacoustic devices and just plug that in, independent of the harp. It has nothing to do with the harp.
Now, do you encourage the client to get one of these devices?
They can, absolutely, especially if they have Parkinson's or any kind of neurological problem, to have the device in their home. And it can be just a cushion. It doesn't have to be a fancy bed like I have. Mm-hmm. It can just be a cushion. And as long as the frequencies actually, as long as the cushion touches their body, and so the sound waves can actually go from the device through their body, then that will help them. The frequencies can help them. So that's the cool thing about this. You don't need a harpist.
Wow.
I mean, a harp. I do vibroacoustic harp therapy, but that is not the only way to get the benefits of pure sound frequencies traveling through your body. You could actually even use, they call them bone phones or sound conduct, like the where you don't actually use your ears to hear the sound. It goes through your bones. Mm-hmm. It does the same thing because it's setting up the resonance in your body.
Wow. I realized I did interrupt your multiple sclerosis patient story, and I want you to finish it because I'm certain it's got a wonderful ending to it.
I wish I knew what the ending was. When we worked at Excalibur, it was on 6-month contracts. We happened to be there a very long time, but this person whose wife was with us, he only worked with us for a year. And as far as I knew, because then I started working with him about 4 months after he started with us. So I don't know what happened to her after the several months I was with her. I know they took the harp with them.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Hoping that sometime they will hear an interview with me and let me know.
That would be great. So if you're out there listening to this and you worked with Kate before, please contact her. She'd love to know how things are.
I truly would.
That's fantastic. So tell me other ways that this vibroacoustic therapy works for the body. I mean, it's great. It's working with people with multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. Tell me I'm certain there's a lot of other uses for it.
Yes, yes. In fact, one of the biggest things is stress reduction. Now, music generally can be used for that. And,
sure.
And certainly harps are known for that. But actually using specific frequencies, and sometimes we connect those frequencies to music, sometimes not, but there's a huge benefit to lower it. I always like to do this for people who are really skeptical. They come in and I take their blood pressure, and then we put them on the bed, and 9 times out of 10 their blood pressure has just slowed right down, wow. Lowered right into a very comfortable normal range. So just that stress reduction, lowering blood pressure. Circulation is a huge thing, especially for people in nursing homes or that sort of, or rehab centers, where they're not able to move as much as we need to. Mm-hmm. So it helps a great deal with circulation, but also, so besides circulation, vibroacoustics really helps with constipation, because that's a huge problem for people who are bedbound or wheelchair bound. And so it does help. In fact, one of the things, the jokes we used to make when I worked at an assisted living center, I brought in the bed 3 times a week to the assisted living center. And I would say, make sure if you're going to put them on, make sure you have a diaper on them, because sometimes they would, you know, they would have diapers, and we wanted to make sure that that was there, because we couldn't get them up fast enough.
Right.
But it was such an important and a relief for them. Mm-hmm. They were so happy to have just that happen.
Sure. I can imagine if it's something that's been bothering you for quite some time.
Exactly. Also for COPD.
Oh, really?
I created a very special program, and it goes to a range of frequencies. Most of them are single frequencies, mm-hmm. but this is a range of frequencies from 40 to 75 hertz. And it starts at 40 and it goes up and goes back down, and it's a cycle through these frequencies. And for people who have lung problems, my husband has COPD, and it's really valuable. Yeah, but you know, people have to expect that there's going to be some coughing and carrying on, because think of our bodies. We're, depending on our age and health and so many other things, we're 60 to about 90% water.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got fluid, it's going to make it move around, right? Our blood, everything. So if you've got stuff stuck in your lungs, the sound is going to impact that and make it move.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I love to see how it works for COPD. It's really quite incredible. So there's a whole range of things. I mean, we don't treat cancer, but we treat the stress and anxiety of cancer, you know, of cancer treatment, sure. and the pain.
So you see that as an adjunct therapy to other therapies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, for some people who just have serious stress issues and mm-hmm. all of their health problems come as a result of their stress.
Sure.
Just using the vibroacoustics on a regular basis is amazing. It just helps them, because also when I put them on the bed, you know, we go through a little meditation thing, and you know, it's about the mind-body connection. Because
sure.
imagine this, your body, you are feeling vibrations in your body. You're
right.
feeling what's happening. And I make them, I take them through a course, like when we start, of breathing and feeling what those vibrations are doing to them. They'll find like little tweaks. Oh, my elbow's feeling that one, or my knee's feeling that one. But it establishes the mind-body connection. And some people think that that might be why it's so valuable for autistic kids and for Alzheimer's patients.
Have you had experience with autistic kids?
I have not worked with them, but the founder of vibroacoustic therapy, Olaf Skill, mm-hmm. that's how he discovered the whole thing, is by working with, they weren't called autistic back when
right.
he started working with the kids, but that was what they were. Yeah.
So you also train people in vibroacoustic therapy?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's really cool to see. I just saw last Friday night one of my students. She has a vibroacoustic system in her spa up in the town north of us here, and she says, "Kate, it's amazing to see how people respond to it." She's so jazzed.
Oh wow! Well, that's fantastic. There is so much about this that we could talk about, and I know we've just touched the surface, but I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you if they want more information. And I also know that you have a free offer that you want to offer the listeners. So I want to give you time to get everybody where they need to go and what they need to do to get in touch with you.
Sure. The best way to reach me is just kate@vibroacoustictherapy.com. That's the easiest. And that way you can find my website too, vibroacoustictherapy.com. It's really easy. And that also links to the Healing Sound of Music, which is the other part of me where I, you know, do the harps and recordings and that sort of thing. So vibroacoustictherapy.com and kate@vibroacoustictherapy.com. And the gift that I'm giving away is a PDF, which is 5 ways to incorporate sound into your healing life. Into healing your life. Sorry. So I was just working on the tweaks on it because I wanted to add a few more things. It was going to be just one page, and I thought, no, I need to add more.
So yeah, we always want to give more. It just doesn't seem right until we give more. And that's the way most people who are in the service professions are. Just need to give a little bit
more. Just a little bit more, yeah. And I don't want people to feel overwhelmed, but right. You know, I wrote the book with my former husband, The Healing Sound of Music. We wrote a book. And so this is a little bit of tidbit. It's a little excerpt from the book, The Healing Sound of Music, but it also expands because I hadn't really got into vibroacoustic therapy as much when I wrote the book. So I've incorporated that in because you really don't need to have a special device. You can still do all this stuff on your own. So I've got 5 major ways that you can be aware of your environment and use sound to your benefit and to eliminate the sounds that can contribute to unhealth, dishealth, disease, to problems. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's dis-ease. That's exactly what it is. It's when we're not easy in ourselves, something else has gone wrong. I'm telling you what, Kate, I'm going to sign up and get this freebie myself. I am so fascinated by this whole vibroacoustic therapy and what you've told me about it. And I really want to learn more. And if people get your freebie, I'm certain there are ways they can also sign up to do other things with you. So again, Kate's website is vibroacoustictherapy.com. Sign up for her freebie and find out how you can do this at home. This has been amazing, Kate. I'm thrilled to death to have talked to you. I hope we keep up chatting with each other and that we maybe do a repeat. If you hear back from that client, you can let me know and I'll do a follow-up and find out how things worked out.
Oh, I would love
fascinating.
That.
So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, when the word gets out about this this audio, maybe she'll hear it. Maybe
you never know. I'm going to be sending it to all my friends who are with us at Excalibur, so maybe some of them are still in touch. That would be awesome.
Fantastic. All right, Kate, once again, thank you so much for being with me today. And again, that was Kate Kunkel of vibroacoustictherapy.com. Talk to you again soon, Kate. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.